Happy Wednesday, everyone. How are you doing today? Today is my Monday. I'm Linda Sims, and I'm coming to you live on WGH Talk, also streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity and the privilege to download an app that is called TuneIn. Download that on any electronic device, cell phones, iPhones, laptops, or computers. And once you type in TuneIn, search WWGH. And you also have to type that in, WWGH, okay? That way you can have that on your phone. You will have access to this program and take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. If you have any questions, if you would like to connect with my guest today, or just want to make a comment, maybe you just want to say Happy New Year, because the new year is still fresh. Today is January the 11th, and not only that, we still have 354 days left into this year. So you have a long time to get your plans made. You know, have anyone ever challenged you to write down your plans for the year, for the next 5 years, the next 10 years? Some people really do that. And if you're one of those, then you understand where I'm coming from. I'm not so much one of those type of people, but I like to try to stay at least a month with planning, you know, and possibly a year. Okay, I also like to start my show out with letting you know who faithfully supports A Voice of a People, and that starts with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. No free produce until April the 15th of 2023. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Good News Club that is located and take place in all of our elementary schools in Marion, Ohio. I also like to start my show off with a thought for today, and that thought is titled Creating Harmony. And it goes like this: love dissolves hate, kindness melts cruelty, compassion calms passion, cooperation evokes love, and when we bow, others bend. This creates harmony. Okay, now I will turn my attention to my guest today, Mr. George Kasotis. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Linda. What a wonderful morning. I'm here with you on WWGH, and I've always appreciated the time that I've spent with Scott and Charlie over the years. But it's nice to be with you for the first time.
Thank you. I'm so excited about our time together. I know you have heard of George Kasotis. He is one of our famous entrepreneurs and restaurateur.
Yes, that's right.
And I'm just excited about having him here on the show. He was supposed to be here last month, but he took off for the new year, didn't you? Holidays, Christmas time.
And, right.
Yeah. How was your trip?
Well, hey, it was wonderful. We drove through five states.
Wow.
And I stopped in every one of them and had a bite to eat or said hello to the different states like Kentucky and Tennessee and Georgia and Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful trip.
Wow. That's good. And you got back safe.
Oh, yeah, we got back safe. Well, we're driving back on Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
And we're going through Tennessee and Georgia and Kentucky, and I told Joanne, I said, where's all the traffic? She said, George, everybody's home opening gifts. It's Christmas Eve.
Mm.
And there was no traffic. I couldn't believe I drove through 5 states and only seen a few cars and a couple of trucks.
Whoa, so the highway was all yours, right?
That's the safest time to drive, I guess, is Christmas Eve and New Year's because everybody's home.
And not only that, we had that terrible storm.
Oh, that's right. I heard that while we were in Florida. I heard it was like a level 3 here in Marion.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
All over the state. It was bad. It was bad.
Yes, it was. I heard it was quite bad here for a while.
Yes, it was. Below, like 38 below.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
But when it's a level 3, look out, Scout. Oh, you better watch out.
That's so true. So
Santa's sleigh is tied up somewhere.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yes, but I'm glad you and your wife made it back safe.
Oh, we made it back safe. Yes. And, oh, what a wonderful trip.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, also, George, I consider him a historian because a couple months back we met and we were able to talk a little bit and he shared some of his history of Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Back in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s.
Yes, and you shared with me some things I had no idea of that you were a part of.
Well, I don't consider myself an old guy, even though I'm 90 years old. I get along real well. I got a lot of history to talk about.
Yes, yes. No, you came in here clean. I mean, you're a sharp guy, and you're saying you're 90 years old, and it's hard to believe that. You know, you're getting around well. You're still driving, and to God be the glory, you know.
I even speak at Primrose Retirement Center.
Do you?
I speak over there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they love me over there. I tell them stories, and we kibitz around all the time. It's just fun. It's just fun to be with a bunch of people talking and tell them stories about the old times and sing songs.
Yes.
Get their hands clapping and their toes tapping. Yeah, I like that.
I'm sure they do,
especially
too.
Some of them that are younger than me. They're in their 80s, and I'm in my 90s, and they're going, whoa. George, we're going to try to catch up with you.
Wow, that's beautiful. Did you ever think you'd live that long to be 90? You
no,
say you'd
no,
be 90?
Well, my mother lived over 90. She was 90, in her mid-90s when she passed away. But my dad was gassed in World War I, and he died in 1941. He just couldn't breathe. The last few years of his life, it was just like struggling to breathe because he was gassed in World War I in the Argonne Forest.
Wow.
And but he made it back to America, was in the hospital down in Chillicothe, the Veterans Hospital in Chillicothe, which is still there, one of the biggest in the country.
Okay.
And Dad was there for a couple of years, and he came home, and he said, to me, I took care of him because he would let me go get his Vicks VapoRub because that's the only thing they had at the hospital in Chillicothe. And I'm talking about now 1918, 1919, 1920.
Right.
Would you believe the only medicine they had was Vicks VapoRub?
Whoa. That's hard to believe considering what we have today, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, that helped him breathe a little easier. Some people didn't like that, but if you put it up your nose and on your throat, it gives you a little breathing.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I have a jar in my medicine cabinet right now today.
You do, huh?
Yeah. Keep it.
I think everybody in America has one.
They should.
I don't think everybody has it, but...
They should.
Yeah, it's still available, but it's not... I still have the one in the glass jar.
Do you?
I saved the glass jar. But now it's all plastic.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're right.
That azul blue jar. It's a real deep color blue. But I had that back in the 40s.
Okay.
But I saved that jar because it was the original.
Whoa. Back in the 40s. It's been that long since it's been in a jar? Possibly.
No,
right?
No. I don't. I've used it. I just have the jar. I saved the jar for... Just have something from the 40s.
Right, right.
Well, I imagine they had that back in the 20s. Vicks VapoRub was probably discovered. I don't know what year it was discovered, but I think I remember, but I can't think of it this morning.
Right, right. I've had to use it many times, especially when you get some of those colds that are so bad so congested.
Yes,
and
sinuses.
Oh, yeah.
He says sinus. He says, no, I've seen this.
Seen this.
He okay. says, have you got the sinuses? I said, no, he's seen us.
He is, you're so full of life and...
Yeah, well...
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I just like Sandy, I come to town every day.
Amen.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That is great.
George
is
so was great. Downtown Marion at 131 South Main Street, which was, back in the day, it was the Home Restaurant. Then it was Kagan Vine, and then it was Cafe George.
Okay.
I had three different names for that restaurant.
All right.
Got a lot of pictures, a lot of memories. The Marion Community Theater used to make it their cast party.
Okay.
After every show at the Palace, back in, I'm talking about the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s,
yeah.
After the show, they'd come up to the Cafe George or Kagan Vine and have a little, I'd have a buffet set up for them.
Okay.
They could have some hors d'oeuvres and little ham and cheese, turkey sandwiches and carrots and celery dip and, you know, had a little buffet for them.
That's great.
They would buy drinks and I would feature a little hors d'oeuvres.
Right. That's great. I know they missed you.
Oh, we had fun. We had fun back then. Hey, they're doing a good job now. Claire grew up.
Okay.
Claire Cook grew up, and now Kirk Detweiler is there. He's taking care of the Palace.
Right, that's true.
And it's still booming. I'll tell you, every year they have that Christmas at the Palace, and that was a beautiful show this past year. And I was back with Martha and Joe. Well, Martha Douse, and then Martha Jo Menasi.
Right.
And back then, that was the studio, the dance studio of Marion,
yes.
The Douse Dancers. And now Joe's gone, and Martha's gone, and the girls are still there. Her daughters still do the dancing lessons. But Martha and I took our first dance lesson from Marilyn Metzke, Miss Universe, or Miss America. 1938.
Whoa.
Were you around then?
Oh, no, I was not around
you
then.
You weren't around.
No.
Yeah, we were, I think, 32. Yeah, we were around 8, 9, 10 years old. Martha Douse, you remember that name, Martha
yes,
Douse?
Yes, I do. I remember her. My older daughters used to go to her dance
school. Oh, dance studio?
Yes.
We did that. We got our, right across the street from where Marty lived. That was Marilyn Metzke's dance studio. Have you remember that name, Marilyn Metzke?
I do not.
Oh, she was a 19, I think it was 1938.
And you say she was Miss America?
Miss America.
Okay.
Right here from Marion. She lived on South Prospect Street. That house is still there.
Hmm.
And the lady that had Charleston Place, the dress shop there.
Now, I remember that. Charleston Place, yes.
Yeah. The lady owned that house where Marilyn Metzke had her dance studio.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, there's been pictures, front page pictures of Marilyn Metzke, Miss America. And she was quite the lady.
Okay.
And like I said, she taught. That's why Martha started her dance studios, because of her lesson from Miss America.
Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Some things we don't realize have happened.
No, that's history, past history in Marion that at different times over the years, it's been written in the Marion Star, and it's been talked about on different radio stations. But downtown is coming along.
It is looking better, isn't it?
It's looking better, yeah.
Yes.
Each day goes by, there's something new happening. Something
That's true.
New.
And we needed it. You know, after COVID came in, a lot of things just like...
Oh, yeah.
...went to the wayside and stopped,
right.
You know. Yeah. But we're coming back to life now.
That makes it nice, because I was there during the... Well, hey, the 30s. I was downtown in the 30s, and I'll tell you, the streets were packed. The 40s, after 1942, I can remember, in the summertime, hundreds of ladies with their hats on and their shopping bags.
Right,
they were
right.
going to Euler Phillips department store.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to the, we had 2 5 and dime stores. Did you know that?
Murphy's was one.
And Woolworths.
Woolworths. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember the
Woolworths? I remember them, yes.
They were the 5 and dime stores. Well, Amato's is on one side, and the bookstore is on the other side, right there on the corners of Center and Prospect.
Okay.
Where the overpass is.
Yes.
I mean, they were right up on the building. It said 5 and dime.
Mm.
One was Woolworths, one was Kresge's.
Right.
Kresge's,
okay. They were opposite each other. Yeah. Okay, yes, I do. I do remember Kresge's.
And then across from that was Euler Phillips. And then across from that, well, I think it's Ohio Health now, but back then it was Frank Brothers.
Frank Brothers.
You remember that?
Yes, I do. 4 stories, yes, yeah. I do, yeah.
So those are great, great stories about our downtown.
Yes.
And, it's, you know, it's looking good. The old Euler's is a barber shop.
And they moved out of there.
Huh?
They moved out of there now.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they're over on State Street where the Ohio Theater used to be. It's over that way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I missed that. I missed that one.
And it just happened in the past 2 months that they moved. Yeah.
I thought the barbershop was still there. They still got big pictures in the window.
Yeah.
In the windows. But
I don't know who's in there now. They were doing some type of construction, last I noticed. Yes. But Nate has moved on over there on State Street.
Oh, we used to go. That was, I remember when I was just, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, going in there, elevator, go up on the different floors, had different things in there. It was Euler Phillips.
Okay.
And that lady, Carrie Phillips, came into my restaurant.
Did she?
With the manager of the department store. She was, her family was the owner of it. Euler was one part, and Phillips was the other part.
Right.
And Carrie was the daughter.
Okay.
What a good-looking lady. She came in my restaurant with this dress that you would not believe.
Mm.
Oh, my God. The manager walked, of Euler Phillips walked her in my restaurant, and everybody went, you know why?
Why?
Warren G. Harding.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of his friends.
Okay.
One of his friends. Was
Many girlfriends or a few?
Well, no, just said friend.
Friend.
It was a friend.
Okay.
Carrie Phillips was her name.
Okay.
And she was her family owned the Euler Phillips department store.
Okay. Sharp lady.
Hmm?
She was really a sharp lady.
Oh, she was a good looking lady.
Okay.
And fashionable, very fashionable. Had the best of everything in clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were free to her. Her family owned the department store.
I guess so, right?
Yeah, well.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Having a nice family growing up. But what happened with her and Warren G is that's, who knows. I just said they were friends.
Right.
And that's good to have a lot of friends.
Yes, it is.
Friendship. There's a lot of ships in this world, but the friendship, you know, the big ships and
yes.
the little ships, but the best one is the friendship.
Yes, friendship. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Can't get through this world without friendship.
Oh, you can't. You can't. I know a lot of times I've, through my life from grade school to high school, well, grade school was tough for me because my mother could only speak Greek.
Okay.
And so I was held back at Pearl Street School. Pearl Street?
Mm-hmm.
It's apartments now, but that was a grade school then.
Okay.
And I was held back there. Because I couldn't speak English, but I learned.
Okay.
I learned, and it took time. That was in the late 30s, early 40s. But I made it. I made it through Harding High School, graduated. But then the early 50s, that's when they started drafting us college guys.
Okay. Did you go to serve? Did you have to serve?
I was in Korea.
Oh, okay.
I was a Korean War veteran, wounded Korean War veteran. I carry a Purple Heart.
Okay.
I was wounded in 1953, 1954, late 53, early 54.
Okay.
And but I stayed alive. They sent me to a hospital for a long time, but I got out, and I wanted to come back to America. I said, right. I can come back. I knew, I heard that from Incheon Harbor, there was a Red Cross ship leaving. And I said, I want to be on that ship. I want to go home.
Right.
They said, no, we need you up front. And I had to go back.
Did you?
Into the fighting, yes. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
We were only, you know, we were out of high school. We were like 19, 20 years old.
Mm.
And they drafted us. That was the draft back then.
Right.
In the early 50s. Unbelievable. The problem with that was, in the between the 24th Infantry Division and the 21st Regiment and the 8th Army under Mark Clark, we lost 5,000 of our boys.
Hmm.
And guess what?
What?
They buried them there.
Didn't
there was
they?
No way, Linda, there was no way to bring them back to America. There was no ships. They didn't have military sea transportation services.
Wow.
They didn't have airplanes big enough to carry 5,000 soldiers. They buried them there. So today, most people say, thank you for your service.
Right.
What I would like them to say is, welcome, the ones that come home, is welcome home, soldier.
Yes, welcome,
welcome home.
Home.
Because those 5,000 boys are still over there. Their bones are underground in the North and South Korea.
Mm, I was not aware of that. And I'm sure that, you know.
Our Navy ships leveled Seoul, Korea. Seoul, Korea. Huge city.
Mm.
Over 1 million people back then in the 50s.
Okay.
Probably 1 million people in the 50s. They leveled that city. Across the middle of Seoul, the city of Seoul, is the Serpentine Bridges. Serpentine.
Mm-hmm.
11 bridges cross the Han River.
Okay.
The Han River. I almost drowned in the Imjin River, which is 50 miles north of Seoul. But is it all right to talk about this?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay. And through the middle of Seoul was a Serpentine River.
Mm-hmm.
11 bridges. 11. Just in the middle of downtown Seoul.
Wow.
Our Navy ships, 7 miles out in Incheon Harbor, the Navy ships with those huge guns, boom-boom, boom-boom. They leveled Seoul because the Chinese communists had taken over.
Mm.
And what happened, that's when all of that we lost the 5,000 of our soldiers, because they were sending Chinese communists in a wave of 1,000 of them at a time with bayonets coming. And if we leveled 1,000, here comes another 1,000. We leveled that 1,000, here comes another 1,000. It was just a crazy, crazy thing. And guess what?
What?
They call it the Forgotten War. That was the title that they put on that war.
How sad.
And they didn't. And guess what they called it? The Korean Conflict. What the heck is a conflict? It's a war when you're killing tens of thousands of people.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Conflict.
It's unbelievable. Just think about that for a second. Oh, my God. And now, today, look at what's going on in the Ukraine, Russia, Ukraine. Oh, God.
I know.
I just hope and pray every day that there's not a third world war.
Yeah. I do, too.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes, it is amazing.
It could happen?
Yes, it could. All the weaponry that's available, that's out there,
that's,
you know.
That's the trouble with that, what's his name up in North Korea? The son of the son of the son. Oh, my God. I don't know. But Seoul City, Seoul, Korea today, Linda, you would not believe that city.
Hmm.
It is booming. It has 30, 40-story, 50, 60-story buildings, huge buildings, the waterway there, the Han River. We had a doctor here in Marion that came back in the 60s or the 70s, And I was catering to the Marion General Hospital every year at a Christmas party.
Okay.
And this one year, I can't think of his name now. He started the Rose Garden at the Marion General Hospital. If my wife was here beside me, she would know his name right away, because my wife, Joanne, knows mm-hmm. all those names. I can't think of them all. Being 90, give me a break, you know.
Give you a break.
Okay, give me a break. I can't think of all those names, but he had the Rose Garden, and I had a 40-foot buffet for us. Well, back then, there was only about 300 employees at Marion General Hospital. Now there might be 3,000 at Marion General. But back then, there was only 300 people,
okay.
And I fed 300 people. And this doctor comes up, and he said, George, I want you to meet my new doctor. She was a lady, and her name was Dr. Hahn.
Okay.
I said, you're famous. You know, and I said, Anya Hashimika, Podile Vironi Jong Pumite Madalmen in Nagunia and Hega Janunya. She said to her doctor, look, this guy's speaking Korean.
Mm-hmm.
She was from Korea. Her name was Dr. Hahn,
named
after
something.
The Han River in Seoul, Korea. I couldn't believe that because I did that every year for about 20 years. I catered Christmas parties for the Marion General Hospital.
I'm sure that was a big event.
Hmm?
I'm sure that was a big event.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You wouldn't believe. You know what? There's got to be a couple of thousand employees at the Marion General Hospital.
I'm sure, and they're still building.
And they're still building.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, that was only like a couple hundred. I think between 200 and 300 back then. And every year I did that Christmas party. And then there was a doctor named, what was his name? Weigenthal. Dr. Weigenthal comes to Marion, and he took over the hospital. This is probably in the mid-70s, early 80s, and he calls me at the restaurant, or his ex-secretary calls me, says, George, come to the hospital, the director wants to see you. And I said, okay, so I go out there, and he says, we can't do Christmas parties anymore. I said, why? He said, you're charging like $3.50, or either $3.50 or $5 a person.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's too much. Now, that was quite a while ago. That was in the 80s, you know.
Yeah, but still.
Would you believe today you can't get a caterer for less than $20 a person?
A person.
Or maybe $25 to $40 a person.
That's true. That's so true.
And when I had the restaurant named Keg and Vine,
mm-hmm.
the keg room was the bar. The vine room was the dining room.
Okay.
And people would come. Like I told you, we used to have the cast parties. I had a full buffet for them to eat.
Right.
Because my theory in life is that if you're going to have a cocktail or mm-hmm. a beer or a glass of wine, alcohol goes straight to the blood system.
True.
And that's why you get dizzy and people get they use the word drunk. They get drunk. If you get
inebriated, right?
Alcohol goes to the bloodstream.
Wow. Yes.
I could teach some of these doctors, you know.
I bet you could.
Anyway,
I doubt that.
Anyway, it goes to the bloodstream. But if you have something to eat, you know, you have a carrot or a celery or a little roast beef or ham or turkey sandwich. I used to have these little sandwiches.
Okay.
If you have a sandwich and a carrot and a celery and some dip and some chips and some pretzels and some peanuts, the alcohol goes into that food.
Okay.
Not into your liver or your heart, and you don't get inebriated.
Good. Wow. Yeah, so you teach them, George. You teach them.
Yeah, I've got to teach them. Thank you, Linda. That's nice of you to say that. But anyway, the point is, if you're going to have an after-dinner drink or something, have a little something to nibble on. Some crackers, some cheese, some nuts, some pretzels, and that alcohol, half a beer or a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people drink a glass of wine, and I hate to say it, but a lot of winos around. No. My mother, You would not believe this. My mother was a prohibitionist.
Okay.
No liquor, no beer, no wine back then.
Right.
And I said, Mom, there's people coming into our restaurant. I was 18, 17, 18, 19 years, 15, 16, 17 years old.
Oh, okay.
And I said, Mom, she's putting the food on the plate, and I'm the guy that's taking the food out. Especially to one guy that was one of our best customers, and his name was Henry True. Have you ever heard of Henry True?
Maybe.
The True
Sounds
Estate?
Familiar.
Yeah. Stengel True Museum?
Yes, yes.
That's where the community foundation is now?
Okay.
That was the Stengel True Museum.
Okay.
Anyway, Henry True used to come in there, and all these people would say, we'd like to have a glass of wine. Well, we didn't have a permit. Because my mother was a prohibitionist. Mm-hmm. She said, George, if we have wine and liquor and beer, the church people won't come. I said, Mom, that's who's asking for the wine. It's the church. And hey, Linda, that was the day, you know, that
right.
was in the day. I said, didn't Jesus have a little glass of wine every once in a while?
It says so.
It's in the Bible.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, come on. Wake
good
up.
Good for the stomach. That's what the Bible says. A little wine is good for the stomach.
Yeah. But you got to have something, snack to eat with
something
it.
Something to go with it,
have
yes.
something to go with the wine.
Right. Right.
Then you'll be fine.
Good advice.
Good advice.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah. Linda, you told me you should teach him, George.
Yes, teach him.
I could probably teach a lot of people a lot of things over the years that I've been around, and I'm going to be around for a while.
Amen.
You know why?
Why?
I have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wife.
Amen.
She's the Marion County Auditor. You knew that.
Yes, I did. Yes.
She's been there 16 years.
Okay.
And she just won her fifth election. So
great.
She's planning on being there for 20 years.
20 more.
And
huh?
Guess what? I'm going to be 100 before she gets out of that office.
That's okay.
I'll be 100 years old.
You said you weren't going anywhere, so that'll be all right.
Will that be fine?
That'll be fine.
Will you have me back on your show?
Of course I will. You have so much knowledge and history in you. Yes, I'd love to have you back again.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
I would.
We've still got some more time, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we have like 15 more minutes.
15?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can talk for 15 more minutes.
15 more minutes,
oh,
yes.
I can do that without even batting an eyelash. I do that. I'm supposed to go over to Primrose on Thursday, and I talk, you know, for an hour. I'm supposed to be there for an hour. After 2 hours, they won't let me go. They block my path to get out with their wheelchairs, and they won't let me out because I'm doing a lot of different things.
Right, right.
Yeah, I do a lot of different things over there. You won't believe what I do over there.
Play the harmonica.
How about that?
Oh, Susanna.
Ah.
I know that song.
That's an old song.
It is an old song.
I play music with the harmonica is easy to handle, you know.
Okay.
So I learned to play that years and years ago. So I do songs, and I sing to them, and I get up and do a little dance step that Martha Dowson and I used to do together, and they like that.
You're quite the entertainer. You've grown into an entertainer.
Am I a Sammy Davis?
Yes, you are.
Sammy was good, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Yeah, old Blue Eyes and Sammy, and I got to meet Dean. Got to meet Dean Martin.
Okay.
Yeah. That was in Las Vegas many years ago. Used to go to the restaurant convention. The National Restaurant Convention would meet in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And one year I went, and Dean Martin was there singing, and we kind of bumped into each other, and he bought the other two guys and me had a round of drinks, and we talked for a while. And so the one guy came back who owned that drive-through out in the west end of Marion, and named it after him. Dino drive-through?
Yes, yes.
Named it after Dean Martin.
I did not know that. Isn't that something?
Yeah, because we met Dean it was a restaurant show, mm-hmm. and Dean was singing.
Right.
Guess what? In one hand was a cigarette, and the other hand was probably a martini. Is she like martinis? Martini?
Yes, yes.
He would drink martinis all the time and smoke cigarettes. Died too young.
Those cigarettes, probably.
Most of those big names, Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, yes. always had a cigarette in their hand.
They sure did.
And a drink in the other hand. You can't do that year after year and live.
No, day after day. I don't think they knew the danger of it, do you? Back in those days?
Back in those days, they didn't, Linda. They did not know the danger of it.
Mm.
And we lost a lot of beautiful guys, you know, and yes. girls, too.
Yes, yes.
Back then. Because it was fashionable back in the 40s to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, all the movies they were smoking and drinking, you know, back in those days. I love old movies.
Oh, those old, the Turner Classic movies?
Yes.
Oh, TMC?
Yes.
TCM.
Yes.
Turner Classic Movies. Oh, my God. Spencer Tracy and, oh, God, all of those, Bing Crosby and Sammy Davis was great when he did a lot of those shows. And Dean Martin, when they would, the three of those guys would get out. I saw them one time at Kentucky, at a nightclub in Kentucky, the three of them. I always walked out on the stage with a drink and a cigarette.
That was fashionable back then, right? Had to be. they were famous for that.
Yeah, there was a song that I kind of made up. Rye whiskey, mm-hmm. rye whiskey, rye whiskey I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I'll live till I die. Now if the ocean was a whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and never come up. You know, there's crazy songs like that back in the 40s.
Yeah.
Well, we had fun making up songs and playing. Even when we were hopping, you know, the hopscotch on the sidewalk.
Yes.
And we make up songs while we're dancing or...
Hopscotch, yes.
Hopscotch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those were the days, right?
I thought they'd never end.
Yes.
But they did.
Yes, that's true.
You know, the fun things that we did.
Right.
And now we got all these different available places where kids are, you know, homeless kids and different things like that throughout the nation.
Right.
It's amazing. But, you know, this is, look at it, it's 2023.
Yes,
Linda,
it is.
Linda, my goodness.
Yes.
2023.
January the 11th
yeah.
of 2023.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah. So, you know, we're doing good. Things are happening. Times are changing. We got to elect a new mayor because Scott is leaving.
I heard that, yes.
Yeah, it's been in the paper twice. Scott, I thought he would finish another term, you know, the fifth term, but
right.
He just wanted four terms like Jack Kellogg did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so Scott's out. And I don't know the police guy. Do you know Bill Collins?
Yes, Bill Collins. I know of him. Yes.
I don't know Bill. I knew Bill's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's dad was a policeman.
Okay.
And on the Marion Police Department. And back in the day when Bill's dad was a policeman, back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, all those policemen. My mother said, you guys take care of us, so whatever you want to eat, you don't have to pay.
Right.
And so, because you're taking care of us.
Right.
And Bill's dad, and I can name you 50 of those police guys that have passed away from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Oh, my God. Because that's where we were. We were right there at where Marcella is now. You know where Marcella is.
I think so.
It's on 131 South Main Street.
Okay.
And that's where I grew up. Lived upstairs. Mother and I had an apartment above there for over 50 years.
Okay.
And started 1959 was the first oil boom in Mount Gilead. Remember the oil boom?
No, I don't.
You don't remember the oil?
You had oil in Mount Gilead?
Oh, man, that was Governor Rhodes back then named Marion and Mount Gilead the oil capital of Ohio. Oh, we struck oil 8 miles from Myers. You know where Myers store is?
Yes.
8 miles towards Mount Gilead was the first oil well. And then the second, and then the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. And it became 50, and then 100, and then 1,000. They had 1,000 oil wells over there pumping oil. Mm. People came from, you know what was in the newspapers from Marion, Ohio, clear out to Texas? Headline said the name of the township that first oil well was struck was called Canaan Township.
Okay.
So the headlines in the papers said, oil struck in the land of Canaan. And that's Bible.
Yes, it is
that's
Bible.
That's history. So people came by the thousands to Mount Gilead. There was no place to stay, so they came to Marion. I was open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Money flowed like water.
I'm sure it did.
The first Texan came in our restaurant with a thermos this big. And I said, where'd you get that thermos? And he said, Texas, everything is big in Texas. And he said, fill that for your coffee, because I had the vacuum that took the scent of my fresh bean coffee. I ground my coffee beans and made fresh coffee, and you could smell it all over downtown. So he came in and gave it, and I filled up his coffee. He took out his wallet and pulled out a $1,000 bill. They were in circulation in 59 up to 64. The money system in America was called silver certificates. And it said that right on your bill, whether it was a $5 bill, a $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, $1,000 bill. What is it? It's circular in silver.
Okay.
Receivable in demand in silver. And they were called silver certificates. But that ceased in 1964. Was you born in 64?
Yes. I was around.
You were around. Well, that's when the silver certificates went off of the American money.
Okay.
And they went back from blue to green. The seal was blue, I think, and then it went to green, and I think it came back to blue again, the seal.
Okay.
And that guy gave me that $1,000 bill, and I didn't have $999 in change, so I went, I gave him a cup of coffee and a piece of baklava, which is a Greek pastry.
Right.
And I said, drink that and have a baklava, I'll be right back. I had to go up to the Marion County Bank on the corner of Main and Center.
Right.
And I took that $1,000 bill in there, and they said, George, where'd you get that? I said, these guys in Texas, they're loaded. So they gave me $999.99 in change, and I took it back to him, and he gave me a 20 and said that was great. Is somebody knocking on our door?
Sounds like it. Yeah.
So, who's that knocking on our door?
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
Wow.
Anyway,
how are you?
Anyway, hey, you.
Hey,
I haven't seen you for a while. Anyway, Linda, those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end.
We'd sing and dance. I forget the rest of it, but I do know of that song.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hey there.
Hi.
Anyway, we had some great times. It never stopped. Never stopped from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Well, we were talking about 59, that first oil well in Mount Gilead. And it just it went on 59, 60, 61, up to 64. And then it, for 5 or 6 years, oil was shooting hundreds of feet up in the air.
Oh, wish I had investment in that.
And it went for about 6 years, and then it started slowing down.
Right,
but at first, they thought it was going to be forever. There's still some oil wells over in Mount Gilead.
Wow, okay. We're out of time, of course. Time is gone.
Okay.
I got to have you back. I may put you down for once a month. What do you think about that?
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, what is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people,